everyone. It's Sunday morning, and I just got in from Mass, so I thought I'd make a tape to you. Before I started the day's activities, which aren't too many, actually. Well, they are. I'm going to have a busy day. Friday I was off. Yesterday I had to work PMs because, of course, Pauline's on leave. And Friday I was off, and Friday night, I was sitting here, and Mary Jane called and said that a Navy nurse had come in. She was hopping around the country, hopping around Europe, and she had come in and was staying at the BOQ, and, you know, Mary Jane said, why didn't she stay at our house, and so, since Pauline's room was empty. So I picked her up yesterday. I picked her up Friday night, rather, and then sat around with her, you know, took her to the Parador, and we had some sangria, and then came back here and sat around for a while, and then she went to bed about, she was late. So yesterday morning I got up, and they wanted to go into Porto to do some shopping. So we went in, and I got a water jug all of 8 pesetas, but it's okay. I'm going to have just a whole bunch of conversation pieces when I get home. But we went down to the marketplace and all. So then, Mary, I had to work, and it's kind of hard when you're trying to entertain and trying to work too, you know. So Mary Jane took her, because Mary Jane's been staying over here, and she took her down to the beach at Chisholm's house. And then I went to work. And I don't know where they were last night, but they weren't in when I came home so from work, so I just went to bed. And one of the women, Mrs. Lassane is her name, dropped by last night on the ward. She's from New Orleans. And has a son in the Jesuits. And not too far from where we live, the Jesuits have a summer house that they call La Immaculada. But it's just a small place. And I guess they only stay a couple weeks, you know, because they're going tomorrow. And she's been there to Mass a couple times on Sunday. The chapel's very small. It's just big enough for the seminarians and for a few others. And she asked me if I'd like to go. And I said, sure. So, of course, the girls weren't in when I came in, and I couldn't mention it to them. But besides that, you know, with women, how it is, they always manage to be late. And I just didn't want to be late this morning. So, I really get it. That's one thing that really galls me, is if I have to be late for Mass because someone hasn't got their lipstick on or something like that. So I just woke them up as I was leaving and told them, you know, they had an hour then to get to 9:45 Mass, and from the looks of things, they just made it. So let me check this and see if it's working okay. Gee, I sound a little bit sinusy, so I guess maybe I have a little bit of I have a little bit of hay fever this morning. It hasn't been too bad lately, though. So anyhow, I went over to the church, and Mrs. Lassane was there. I think we were the only two Americans that were there, and then maybe a handful of other people. And the Mass was very nice. It's the nicest Mass I've been to since I've been in Spain. And afterwards, I said that to Mrs. Lassane, and she said, I was just about to say to you, it's so un-Spanish. But no, it was very devout, you know. The only interruption was a dog who sat in the middle aisle, or the side aisle, there's no middle aisle, through the whole thing, and nobody made any move to take him out. You know, they just let him sit there. And they were really a nice-looking group. I don't know, some of them were kind of young, but it seems over here you see so many of them that are seminarians that are only about 15, maybe 16 at the most. And even they'll have their hair clipped, you know, they have the tonsure in the back, because all the priests over here, it seems, have, at least all the Spanish priests I've seen have it. So we went to, the Mass was very, very nice, and I enjoyed it. They had the poorest looking cassocks on you ever saw in your life, and I was kidding with Mrs. Lassane. And I guess her son's down around Alabama someplace, and I said, you know, if that was in the States and someone saw those poor looking cassocks, somebody donate some material or something. And she was saying that they have their own tailor, I guess you'd call it, and the cobbler where her son is in the novitiate. But it was a very, very nice Mass. The seminarian sang, and I was quite impressed and happy that I went. And I'm going to try to get a little bit of sun this morning, a couple hours anyway. And this afternoon, Father is having a reception for the for Father Urbano and also for his 25th, and I want to go in and at least pay my respects. And then tonight we're going to the bullfight in Cadiz, so have a busy schedule ahead of me. I'll leave the girls a note and tell them where I'll be. Now, oh, Mrs. Lassane, poor woman, she was so concerned. Her, not her, the rector or somebody out there speaks English, and in talking to them, she asked if there was anything that she could do for them since they were leaving tomorrow or Tuesday. And she said, they said, she thought maybe they wanted some ice cream or something, you know. And he said, yes, that there was one thing that the boys had never seen the base and they would like to very much. Well, of course, this is not the easiest thing in the world to arrange, because you have to go through American channels and Spanish channels. So anyhow, she got a hold of Father, who in the midst of his 25th anniversary celebration has to get all these people together, and he got them a couple of buses. But of course, he would be tied up and couldn't take them around on a tour. And she called around, the executive officer is Catholic, and he's, anyhow, they got permission and everything, but they need a couple of guides. So, and of course, they preferred to have male guides. And a couple of duty officers weren't Catholic, and they won't do it. I guess they're kind of afraid of the seminarians. But some of the senior duty officers were Catholic, and they said that they would be happy to show them around the base. And they have a regular tour planned. It's kind of a hot afternoon to go driving around there, but they'll show them the school and everything and where the Spanish Navy is. I don't even know where they are and where our Navy is and everything. But I said to her, well, that's what you get for asking. You shouldn't have inquired. But she's a very nice woman. She's not very old. I mean, I would say she's in her mid-40s, and I think her son is about 22, 23. He graduated a year or two ago from, I can never remember the name, but I think it's Spring Hill. Although, as I say, I've met a couple of fellows from there that are here, that were stationed here in VP-16 and all that business. So that's all the news I have to speak of. Really, I'm going to make this tape bit at a time, you know, so that you know, I'll have something to tell you each day until I send it. Well, by the way, I did get the record player fixed, and it sounds very good. Mr. Gans put the parts in for me and gave me the other parts so that when I go back to the States, it'll work. And I did get a, did I tell you I got candlesticks for Phyllis? They're very nice. They're quite heavy brass. But anyhow, I got them for her. She wanted some leather pillows, like pillow covers like you have. But I don't know where, if I can get them, because you get them in Tangiers, and the ones in Port Leodi are a little bit different. But maybe one of the pilots that's going down might pick one or two up for me. I'll ask him anyway and see what he says. Most of them are pretty good. I keep threatening them. I keep telling the squadrons I'm mad at all of them, and because they won't get us on trips and all, because they can't, you know. But, and they really have been, they're all very, very kind to us. I can't say a word about that at all. So it's getting close to the time to get going to the beach, I guess. And I suppose I'll better get down there and get some sun before it's too late. I'll leave a note for the girls as to where I'm going if they want to come down there. And then, you know, it's hard entertaining on weekends when you know, it just is, that's all. And some people you have to entertain more than others, you know, like Alice and Mary. I'm really anxious to see them. So I guess I'll have to work next Sunday, though, if Mary Jane's going to work for me the Sunday that Alice and Mary come in. Then I won't owe her any time. Well, Mother and Dad, I hope you're enjoying your beach and getting very tan and getting a good rest. And I'll finish this, the rest of this, tonight, maybe tomorrow. Maybe I'll have some information about the bullfights. It's El Cordobez and Paco Camino. And there's one on horseback in San Lucar, but I don't want to go there. I'd rather see El Cordobez. So say hello to everybody for me, and I'll make a tape later on.